Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Mr. Wesley, how did you know my name?
I know everyone's name, Joey.
Order a veggie burger with plenty of cheese.
Okay. Wait, Egerton, get out of the chute.
I'm so happy that we're here, even though it's starting to feel like we're never going
to
leave.
I seem to be working at the bottom of the heap, and you seem to be on top of the heap.
Two great things have happened. First, I found myself in a new career.
Chloe, baby, how are you?
Also, no one's trying to kill us.
It's funny because I kind of feel the other way.
Oh, my lord, it's the commissioner.
The commissioner.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
We have an agreement with the park that we're going to stay here.
So if you could just show me those permits, we'll just move right along.
Are you looking for a bribe?
Oh, no.
You step outside Karma Burger and you see Darcy, but dressed really strange.
What is this place?
This is the set for Shock Kitchen.
I don't know what Shock Kitchen is.
I did not think that you would be the one to pull this diva crap.
I need you to drive the train for this very important VIP.
You're the star of Shock Kitchen!
Take me to the end of the line.
We go to the end of the line!
There's a small tourist train moving through Central Park of this unusual world inside Earthland. And the conductor is on the radio calling out the sights, but there's only one person on the train. And she has a very familiar and determined look on her face.
I really don't need you to tell me everything we're seeing. It's not important to me.
No, this is important. So over there, we've got the China land. And over there, we got the India land.
I don't know what that means.
Over
I don't know.
Over there, we got the France land. Over there, though, that is my favorite place. That's where we got the Italy land. Now, they say that in the Italy land, there are a lot of cultural stereotypes. But don't you believe it. It's all very well thought out.
I don't know any of these places you're talking about, and I don't have time to visit. Can you make this thing go any faster? It's really slow.
Hold the train! Hold the train!
Someone
wants to see the cultural stereotypes. I have to stop.
And how can I help you, madam?
I have a ticket.
You have the ticket?
Yeah.
And it's dated today, so I have to let you in.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Now, which cultural stereotype are you looking to see?
No, I don't want to see any cultural stereotypes.
Oh, you are on the wrong train, lady. And here we go! Now, over there, we got you the America land. Over there, we got you the Canada land. A lot of things happen in the America land, but you feel a lot safer in the Canada land. So, it's up to you which you want.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but notice. Are you Darcy from Shock Kitchen?
Yes, that's me.
I'm sorry. You probably want to be left alone. You're not, I know.
No, it's all right. I don't mean to be rude. It's just,
Oh, good. Now I'm going to come here, sit with you. Do you mind? Oh, here. I don't have... I have a Sharpie. Can you sign my arm?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Can you say to Veronica?
Yeah, okay. Here, Veronica.
And then something nice.
Have a good life, Veronica.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It looks amazing. Oh, it's upside down for me, but that's okay. I'll look at it in a mirror.
Exactly. I'm glad you like the show, I guess.
Oh, I don't like the show at all.
Why do you want to get my autograph then?
Well, because I like you and you don't like the show, and I just think it's so amazing that there's, you know, it's like you're shining a light on just how made up everything is and ridiculous this whole place is.
Wow, I can't believe that I've met someone who actually gets it.
Oh, yeah. I work here.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. You know, maybe you could tell me where here is, and I don't mean Earthland. I mean, when you come to work at Earthland, where do you come from?
Oh, I never leave the property.
What?
Yeah.
You just live here?
Yeah.
Do all the employees live here?
I think so. Well, maybe not the executives, but I sort of stole a ticket from someone else. Don't tell the driver.
No,
someone threw it away.
I wouldn't tell him anything,
don't
worry.
It's from today, but you can see it's been stamped, but hey, he didn't seem to notice.
It's fine. I'm not going to rat you out.
Oh, thanks. I just have a real hard time with, you know, breaking rules.
Okay, I have a friend like that.
Oh, it's probably why I work in accounting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You work in accounting?
Oh, yeah, you know, I gotta make everything right to the penny.
So, I guess this park's doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite part of this ride. Here, this is when he tells the spooky part.
Now, over here, we got the Australia Land.
Oh!
But over here, we got the teeny tiny little New Zealand land. Oh, but don't tell the people from the New Zealand land that they sound like the people from the Australia land. Because, oh, they get all offended. Terrible. And then you've accidentally made a cultural misappropriation.
No.
Okay, so what other funny cliches can we see?
I think your tour needs some work. I mean, don't you have anything but lands around here? And we go by them so quickly, it feels like you must only have like one person per land.
All right, well, I'll show you.
No, no.
We're going to go over to Antarctica Land, where there's no people whatsoever. Here we go!
Oh, I've always wanted to see Antarctica Land.
I don't want to see Antarctica Land unless it's near the end of the line.
There is no end of the line. We just keep going around and around in the loop-a-dee-loop. I sleep in the back.
Son of a loxen.
Yeah, it just goes around the whole park.
What? There's gotta be a way out of this park.
Well, there is. The main gates where all the customers come in.
Okay, well, how do I get to the main gates?
Oh, well, we just have to go back around. It's near in Italy Land.
So I have to go back around with this guy. Telling us about everything I've already seen.
Yeah. Well, you can walk, but it's a big park.
That's fine.
Japan Land and the Korean Land and the Vietnam Land. Vietnam and the other place.
Oh boy.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 57, World Famous.
Oh, there you are, Platt. We're having a small problem with Darcy in makeup.
All right. I don't understand how we can film 70 episodes and everything goes smoothly and now suddenly everything's falling apart!
Oh, yeah. And we've lost Egerton.
Have you checked the chute?
Yes, we've checked the chute.
Well, I'm out of ideas. All right, I'll go talk to Darcy, see if he's stuck on a ceiling fan or something.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll check the ceiling fans.
Darcy, is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a big problem. I don't know why I'm here.
You're here to make things in the Karma Burger kitchen and get shocked occasionally for the amusement of our young viewers.
What are you even talking about? I was running the cafeteria the last time I remember anything, and I was talking to some customer who wanted the soup, and then suddenly I find myself arriving in a car to this strange place. It's like someone drugged me or something. I have no idea where I am.
So, you remember working in the museum in Balgamar?
Yes, you know it?
Yes, of course I know it. We're both from Balgamar.
Well, how can you be from Balgamar? This obviously is not Balgamar,
this
or is it?
This is not Balgamar that we're in. We're just two individuals who are from Balgamar. So you say you don't remember anything.
Well, no, I do remember things. I don't remember getting here.
Does your head hurt?
Yeah, it does a little bit, actually, now that you say that.
You've been hit on the head, and now you don't remember anything. And I've just come up with the entire storyline for season 3! All right, everyone, we're doing a complete rewrite. The dramatic foil has amnesia and is now forced to work in the kitchen despite complete memory loss. Will she get shocked more often? More than likely. Will our young viewers like that? Probably. They're very cruel for some reason. Okay!
Does that mean we don't need to keep looking for Egerton?
He might have hit his head. If we've got both cast members with amnesia, I think that's really something we can play up in sweeps. Everyone, look for Egerton, and if you happen to hit him on the head, I won't be that upset about it. Okay, everyone, looking for our star! Looking for our star!
Where is Egerton?
Okay, I understand that you're comfortable. I just think that it's a little chilly over here, and I don't really understand why. I know, you're penguins, and that's cool with you. But I'm not a penguin, even though I kind of look like one, because I'm trying to be one to fit in and feel more warm. But it's not really working right now. So I understand that, Cletus. So if we could please just find a way to get me maybe out of Antarctica. I don't know really how I got here. I was just going through the chute again, as per usual, and then I kind of tripped on something and tumbled and tumbled and then fell into a cart that... hey, you know what? I'm tired of the attitude. Okay, fine. You know what? You can just have the leftover fairy fries that I brought with me. Whoa, you just ate all those in one bite. You should leave some for your friends. And I will just try and find my way out of this cold place. And, oh, my. I guess they were tasty, fairy fries. There's still a fairy cheeseburger
hey!
Here.
Buddy! What? What are you doing in there with the penguins?
Well, I was trying to...
You're not supposed to be with the penguins!
I know! I'm trying to get out, but they're
get
not...
Get out from
I'm
the penguins!
I'm
Look
trying
at them!
To.
They're not happy!
I know! They're starting to flap their little wings at me.
That
and
means they're not happy!
I know, but how do I get out?
You come over
oh,
here,
over
this
there?
Way, this
okay.
way, yeah.
All right, and then just
through
over...
Through the gate.
That's a gate?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, look at that, it opened so easily.
So easily. Oh, that must have been how you got in.
Yeah, well, no, yes. That's how I got in. So anyway, I'm looking for my friend, Darcy. She was supposed to show up to help out, and she didn't.
Aren't you on that crazy show that they put everywhere
oh, yeah,
now?
Yeah, the shock collar show.
I mean, you're an idiot on that.
Well,
I mean...
Know, we try and entertain everybody, so we put up a bit of a facade.
But they're entertaining by making you look like an idiot. Do you like that?
Well, I don't think they're making me look like an idiot. I think they're making me, you
no,
know...
No, you make yourself look like an idiot. You're right.
Well, no, not an idiot. I think more like I'm just showing people alternative ways to be, and they enjoy that.
Yeah, but I just think you're degrading yourself, you know? Because you keep getting stuck in some kind of chute, and
yeah,
that's idiotic.
Well, I mean, they gave me a little step stool so I could get in and push stuff through, but then I keep tipping in because I'm a little top-heavy.
But you shouldn't play their game. It's like they're setting you up for something, but, making you, you know, they are going to laugh at you with something. You don't want that.
Well, I do like it when people laugh with me.
With you? I don't think they're laughing
what?
With you.
You don't think they're laughing
no,
with
you? No, I really don't think they're laughing with you.
You mean they're being mean?
I think they're being mean. It's like my penguins here.
Yeah.
Sometimes these little brats come along and they throw things at the penguins.
No.
Well, they're not laughing with my penguins. They're laughing at them. And I tell those little brats to get out of here because that's not right, is it?
No, it's not right to throw things at penguins.
No, it's not. They don't like it, you see? They
yeah.
get kind of shirty, if you've noticed.
Shirty?
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have shirts, but they get... Anyway, never mind.
Okay, but how do I get back to my friends, though, now that I've come through the penguin...
Okay, I don't know where your friends are, but
that train
coming, it keeps going around the park, and it'll take you to all the lands that you need to get to.
Okay.
And I think the studio that you film your stupid thing in is, I'm not sure, near Italy land or something?
Well, it's right. It's the Karma Burger.
Oh, the comma burger, right in the center, of the park.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the center of the park?
Yeah,
interesting fact.
Yeah, so you gotta take that
Take back. The train to the center.
That's right.
To the center of the park.
Center of the park.
The park?
Yeah, the park.
Park.
The park.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I said there were no people in the Antarctica land. I see two people in the Antarctica land. I am very, very apologetic.
Egerton, is that you?
Darcy?
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just hanging out with the penguins. They're not very, they're shirty.
Is that the person, that's Egerton from the show?
Yeah, what? Well, maybe you should get on this train. I'm going around in a circle.
Oh, okay, yeah, circles are fun. Okay, well, look, have fun with your shirty penguins.
Okay.
And thank you so much for helping me out of the penguin.
And don't let them take advantage of you.
No.
You gotta tell them what's what. Tell them you wanna do things right and look proper and smart.
And look proper and smart.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
I'll see you later. Now, don't bug the penguins unless you ask me.
Okay. I ask you before I bug the penguins?
Well, I don't want you bugging them, but you can visit them because I kind of like you, you know? My name's Rita.
You like me or they like me?
I like you. You seem like a nice guy.
Well, thanks. Was it Rita?
Rita. Rita. Okay. Rita takes care of the penguins. You'll remember that.
Penguin Rita.
Okay, you can call me that.
All right.
Thanks, Penguin.
Well, that's
Rita.
Too bad that we just drove right past them.
Oh, look, we missed the train. Rita, I was just having so much fun. Well, I guess you can just tell me some more penguin facts until the train comes around,
Rita. Oh, no, I got a lot of work to do, but you can sit over there on that bench, and the train will come around again in about, I don't know, an hour and a half, maybe.
Well, just tell me the story of how you found these penguins.
How I found them?
Yeah, I mean, clearly they got here somehow.
They were here when I got here. I was hired to take care of these penguins. They were already here.
But so you don't know anything about the penguins that you were supposed to take care of. You say you care about these penguins, and you don't know their stories?
Well, no. I mean, they're given to me, and I care for... Hey, listen, you're trying to make me part of your idiotic show, aren't you?
No! You're
twisting words and things.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay,
are we being filmed? Is this part of your show?
Is there a filming crew in here?
I don't know, is there?
I don't see one.
Did you put a camera on my penguin?
No, did you?
I did not. I don't do that sort of thing. But
well,
you're kind of suspicious now.
Why? No, I'm not suspicious. You're the one who's refusing to tell me anything about the penguins you supposedly monitor.
What do you want to know about them?
I want to know with their names, their backstories, their interests, their wants, their hopes, their dreams. What are their families like? What schools did they go to? What was the name of their municipalities? What is their preferred type of evergreen tree? There's all kinds of things I want to know.
Oh, the cold's getting to you. That's for sure. You should sit down.
Oh, okay. I'll just...
Security. Someone ring the buzzer.
I did. I mean, I don't think he's really that much of a danger, but this fellow was in with the penguins.
Hi.
Made me nervous.
Wait, in the pen?
What?
What is that? Joseph, is that 1.37-5?
Subsection K.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I don't think we need to bring up the K. You don't need to bring up subsection K.
What's subsection K?
I'm going to tase him, subsection
no,
K.
No, you don't need to. No.
But we've searched everywhere. We can't find Egerton. I even went up on the roof. Cause, you know, sometimes he gets stuck up in the pipes. And now the problem is Darcy won't let anyone into makeup.
What? But we need Darcy now to play two different roles. She has to be both the dramatic foil and the stupid one that she's the dramatic foil to.
It's worse than that. She's got the makeup artist in there, and she said if we don't listen to her demands, she's going to do something.
You know, you think you know someone, and you just give them a little bit of fame, and they just go completely diva on you. All right, let me see if I can take care of this. Darcy?
What do you want?
Darcy, it's Vlad.
I only want to hear from someone who can help me and answer my questions.
Darcy, I think you know that I'm a junior executive, so I should be able to help you with whatever problem you have.
I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about this place.
Darcy, would someone else who's from Balcomar lie to you?
I don't know.
Somebody else did. That's why I guess I'm in this weird place. Is this like a prison? Have I been put in some kind of prison that you make it seem like it's not a prison so that we'll all be happy and not fight back? Is that what's going on here?
Do people try to put makeup on you in prison?
Well, I don't know. I've never been.
They don't do that in prison.
If you're from Balcomar, then you must understand that this is crazy that I was just
running and managing the cafeteria at the museum. I had all these people who reported to me, and now suddenly I'm here reporting to you on some kind of weird show?
Darcy, we've known each other a long time. And we, what I know about your time in Balgamar is that you were slopping food into plastic trays.
Excuse me, I don't slop anything. I tell other people to slop.
You were ladling things into plastic trays. And now you're in a different place, sure. You don't know what it's about, fine. But you are one of the two stars of one of the top-rated reality shows for ages 5 to 8 that showed during the 6 to 8 a.m. block.
No.
And that's saying something.
No. I want to talk to Mr. Sootweather. James Sootweather, get him here. I want to talk to him.
Security, can we help?
No, fellas, this isn't a subsection K situation.
Did you say subsection K?
No, I did not say subsection
K. All right, because I did the last taste. That means you get to do the next taste.
Oh, finally, I get to taste. No, fellas. No tasing. I've just got a little small problem with the talent. We just have to... You know what you fellas could do? You could try and find the other cast member of this show. The little short guy, the pipsqueak, Egerton. We don't know where he is.
Oh, we got him in the car, Taste.
Got him in the car, Taste?
Sweet locks. I've never seen anything like it. He keeps just waking up.
Okay, promise me the next time you do it that I get to watch. All right, Darcy?
Yes?
There's no Mr. Sootweather here because we've established you're not in the museum.
Well, where am I?
You're in a giant park.
This doesn't make any sense.
Do you want us to break the door down? I've never done that.
Break the door down. What? You guys always want to break the door down. Do you just have to give me a minute? I'm just going to have to.
We just never get a subsection T.
Who does a subsection T? The person's going to have to be completely on goofballs to allow for a subsection T.
Yeah, and lock themselves in a room and have a hostage.
Oh, is that what a subsection T is? Oh, my lord, we're in a subsection T.
What are you talking about out there?
Nothing. Okay, fellas.
I'm going to the car and getting the kids.
Oh, lord, there's a kid. Okay, all right, Darcy?
Yes?
I'm going to level with you, and it's going to sound weird. You were brought out of Balgamar along with me and a third fella that they've got out here unconscious in a cart. And we traveled backwards in time a couple of times in order to fight a dark force called the Shattering. I believe we failed because we're not very good at our jobs. And through a interesting series of complications, have found ourselves in a different dimension where we're now living in an amusement park where we're living much better lives because this universe still exists.
You expect me to believe that?
Okay, you were high on goofballs, lost your memory, and you're still the star of a major television show. Which one would you rather?
I just want to know how I got here. Who are you?
Okay. All right, do you want to read the instructions or do you want to place the explosives?
Oh, Lord, I don't want to do either. Give me that. All right. Please remember, do not aim explosives at face.
Skip ahead.
This is a WSNI-approved explosive. Skip ahead. I like, these appear to be in a different language. Skip back. Have you detached the prongs?
Check.
All right, place prongs in door.
Does it say where on door?
Near the top, it says. Okay. You want to blow the top hinge.
Sorry, whoever's inside, we're just figuring this out.
This makeup artist and I are not leaving this room until I get some sensible answers.
Oh, this is so cool. Okay, placed.
All right, step at least 15 paces back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, sorry, it's a wall there.
I'm sorry.
Okay, where was I?
Seven.
Seven, eight, nine.
All right, guys, just spread out a little. Spread out.
Okay. Where were we?
10.
Okay. 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. So, make sure batteries are charged. Well, you should have told us that at the beginning.
I don't think. Okay. Yeah, I got another unit. Okay. Yep. Good.
Okay. Good.
Green light.
Good.
Check.
Green light and. Says something here about making peace with your creator. Well, that's rather dark. And then slowly squeeze trigger while depressing top button. Depress. I think they just mean press. I don't know why they use depressing there.
What does that mean? Press or press and release?
I think it's just press.
Okay. I'm still waiting. Teresa really wants to get back to using her makeup brushes. She's getting upset.
Actually, I'm pretty okay with it. This happens pretty regularly.
What?
The Section T. Yeah, you know what? This is new for the security guys and this producer. But as a makeup artist to Wisney Stars, I'm pretty used to getting locked as a hostage while doing their makeup.
Teresa, you're not helping me. I need you to be kind of scared. I need you to show some sort of fear.
I'm not a performer like you. I'm just here to do makeup.
Yeah, but... I need you as leverage, do you see? I'm in a really difficult position here.
I think I'm also in a difficult position in that I'm just trying to do my job and you're holding me hostage. Now they're going to blow us apart, it sounds like.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, they said they were going to blow up the...
What? Are you blowing us up?
Not yet. Okay, no, I don't want to do the press to press, you know, because I did the last tase. So I just want to check in that you're okay.
Oh, well, I've never done a subsection T, so I'll press, and how about this? I'll press, if it doesn't work, then you can depress.
Okay, all right, here, here, we got this, you got that?
Okay, so that's the triggers,
yeah.
That's that.
Excuse me, guys, it's Teresa, inside the room?
I think we do have to talk to the hostage, if the hostage wants to talk.
Okay, well, you got the button, so you should do the talking.
Okay. Yes, hostage.
Yeah, I was in one of these last week, and as it turns out, if you hold the controller upside down, it actually functions a bit better.
Oh, I see. So
Teresa, what are you doing to me?
Well, no, I just don't want them to get carpal tunnel syndrome or something.
But didn't you get hurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got hurt, but when the healthcare costs go up, we all have to pay, Darcy.
Okay, Teresa, there's a train going by underneath, outside the window. Can we open this window? I can get out that way.
Oh, yeah, or we could just use this door, too.
Great. Okay, you can stay here.
Okay.
Get back to makeup party. I'm going out this door.
Thanks so much for including me in your hostage taking.
Well, thank you for being considerate. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem. I feel like we can always be a little considerate to each other, no matter the situation.
Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, I'm gonna press!
Nothing happened. I think we need to depress. I'm going to put my hand on your hand, and I'm going to let go.
Let me take it. All right, and see, what you really need to, I told you, you turn it upside down because it makes the lever fall with gravity, and then you squeeze up like this. Watch, see? See, that went off pretty easily.
That is awesome. Who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Teresa, I'm the makeup artist.
Oh,
aren't you a hostage?
Yeah, I thought I'd come out, though, and show you. Just, it sounded like you were having trouble still with getting the detonator to work, because
it was actually really helpful.
Yeah, because the press, right? Does that mean, like, the press? Does it mean sadden? Does
exactly,
it mean
create
just, like, a sad sensation while squeezing? It's very unclear.
Do we have to do the subsection T paperwork?
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
If the hostage was out of the room before we blew the door open...
Well, that's even worse than that. What... They pulled the trigger.
Oh, I think
so. That means they have to do the paperwork.
Yeah, that's a makeup artist's code thing, actually. It's in part of our college. So, you see, we're all governed by an elected body, and they sort of dictate the rules for our profession. And they have their own form for when you're taken hostage. Let the person who took you hostage out the back door, then go out and help the security team detonate the entrance.
I didn't follow most of that. Are you doing the paperwork or are we doing the paperwork?
Well,
Blatt, what's going on here? Why are y'all standing around outside the store?
Well, this is a real sticky situation. It seems that Egerton has been tased and is now on a cart outside. Meanwhile, Darcy has gone completely crazy and has sealed herself up in a room, so now we had to blow the door open to get her out.
What are you talking about? I'm right here. I just came back on the train. I actually saw Egerton in Antarctica land. Just came back on the train. I've got some news for you that I want to share. But what are you talking about?
That,
is there another Darcy?
That's the hostage taker?
That's her!
Wait!
Oh, I got her. She's down. That's a lot more paperwork.
It's always fun when our departments can work together.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hiya, it's Eli here with the announcements this week. In fact, I've got a biggie coming up, but first I will tell you that we are recording more Other Bothers this very weekend. I'm excited, because I want to know what happens next, because nobody at the table does either. I'd also like to say a great big thanks to our latest supporters over on Patreon, Felicia, Samantha Tupfer, and Donna Drum. Thank you all so much for joining us. And thanks also to the folks who have been supporting us for frickin' years now, such as Angelia Hoppner. I hope I am getting the pronunciations on these at least in the ballpark, as always. Matthew Miller, Jonathan Whaling, Stan Sitzman, yay! Kit LeBlanc, John Lyons, Jacob Bouvier, Ginny Lee, Elisa Curtis, and Shelby Orr. Sending out our love and thanks to all of you. You rock. And finally, you might know of our show Civilized. It's a dark comedy sci-fi adventure that is also completely improvised. Sean is in it. And Christy, whom you've heard here on Other Bothers playing Tekmar, she's in it. And next month, we're going to do it live. The cast of Civilized will be performing at the Hamilton Fringe Festival here in Hamilton, Ontario. I'll be there providing live sound design, and all the episodes are going to be recorded for the podcast. We're doing 8 dates here at the Staircase Studio Theater over the course of the festival, which runs from July 20th through the 31st, 2022. Check civilizedpod.com/fringe for details. That's civilized with a Z. civilizedpod.com/fringe.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Next on the Wisney Channel, we bring you a special shipping episode.
These days in this office are long, but when you're here, I just feel like I can get through it. Clipboard, you always have the manifest on you, and there's that pen dangling off your side with a string, and then just every time I come in the office,
Mr. Egerton.
Mr. Egerton!
Oh, I'm doing Egerton right now? That's what I'm doing?
Exactly.
Mr. Egerton, are you there? I gotta press the button on the talkie.
It's funny how every time I push this button, it seems like my voice changes.
Sorry, I thought I heard someone with a deep voice. Do you have a customer in there, sir?
Oh, no. I'm just having fun while I'm doing this paperwork.
Okay, because you know I get paid by the customer that you see, and I just wanted to make sure.
I'll make sure I let you know if there's a customer in here. Don't worry.
There is a customer. There is a customer. Here.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to send them in.
Yeah, you send them in.
Well, now that I've turned that button off.
Why, hello.
Oh, hi there.
I have a sexy voice as well.
My goodness, you do.
Are you there, Mr. Egerton? I'm sending in Mr. Blatt. Did I tell you his name is Mr. Blatt Egerton?
You didn't tell me that was his name, but I can see him. He's here now.
I'll let you go on this shipping episode.
Why, thank you.
So, is there something I can help you move?
Why, yes, I do have something that I'd like you to get a hold of.
Does it need to be shipped transcontinentally?
Why, yes, it does. I need you to export my import. It's here in this box.
Oh, my.
I want you to
send it somewhere. I'd love to, but you know the rules. First, I have to unwrap this parcel so that security can have a good long
look at it. I'm not bashful. You can bring in all the security people you want to have a look at it.
They'll wave their wands all over it and swap it for explosive resin.
Sir, do you need any manifest forms for shipping that box? Mr. Egerton, are you there?
I've got your forms right here.
See!
Be gentle. It's my first time.
This shipping episode goes out to Commander Ren, and you too can request special episodes like this if you go to patreon.com/albasalix and support us at any level. Join our Discord and let us know what mini bonus you want to see. We're at a cafe outside on the patio, and Blatt is walking up to a table with a tray of coffees. And in the background, Louise is on the phone, glancing every once in a while over in the direction and clearly being scolded and trying to handle a situation as Blatt sets out the coffees in front of himself, Darcy, and Egerton. Darcy and Egerton look a little worse for wear.
All right, so we've fallen behind four hours today.
Yep, four hours.
Which means we owe the studio seven episodes.
Seven episodes.
Are you lecturing us after having us tased?
Sorry.
I did not have you tased. You had each other tased.
I don't think I had myself tased. I think the penguins are behind it.
How badly were you tased, penguins?
The penguins, they talk. But the person who's watching the penguins, Rita, who has a real weird voice, didn't understand that the penguins were talking. So when I asked questions about the penguins, she didn't understand what I was going on about. Rah! No, it's okay. What?
He's worse than usual. Look what you've done to him.
He's worse than usual? You reverted back to old Darcy. You're all like, I work in a cafeteria. Oopsie, here's a hostage. What the heck happened to you?
What are you talking about?
You were outside. You claimed to have no knowledge of anything that's happened to us over the last few years. I thought you were just looking to, you know, re-up your contract into something higher. Not that we know what we're getting paid now, but that's a separate issue. But... No!
Loxon, I know what's going on here. Because I refuse to be on your stupid show, they've got some employee actor pretending to be me to put on your show so they can still have their money coming in. You must have had some kind of actor who was trying to be me but didn't know how to be me, so then confused you and now you're completely off your rocker.
I would have liked that! That would have been preferable, because instead I had a person come in who refused to do any acting, took a makeup person hostage, and then ran out a window!
Well, were they wearing a bad wig or something? I mean, do they really look like me?
They looked like you pretty well. They sounded exactly like you. I couldn't tell the difference, and I've been staring at you for years now. Well, not staring exactly. I look at you a lot. You were supposed to be in the tube. The Teamsters left you in the tube because it takes too long to pull you out of it in between takes.
I fell down.
It's Louie again. Just a minute. Shut up, everybody. Louie. What's the good word, babe?
Hey, boss. I got some bad news.
Oh, not a good day for bad news, Louie. Not a good day.
We just got a little delay on the show. They're going to shelf it for just a little while, I think.
Shelf it?
Well, yeah. It's a little behind schedule, you know, boss.
We're 4 hours behind. We haven't even hit lunch yet. We can make up for it.
We'll film
things in fast forward. We'll make up the time immediately.
They've given me Death Chef.
Death Chef?
Yeah, it's a fill in your slot now.
You're moving over to Death Chef?
Yeah, boss.
Death Chef is just a ripoff of our show, and you know it.
But they kill people, boss. It's got higher ratings.
Killing is almost as bad as shocking people.
Yeah, boss, I feel bad. I gotta do it.
It's creatively bankrupt, Louie. The show is creatively bankrupt.
Yeah, I hear you, boss. I can't say no. I gotta go to the show. I need work, you know? Look, I'm sure they're gonna take it off the shelf. We'll be back in no time. You call me. You got my number?
Sorry,
I got another call. I gotta go.
You always call me, Louie. I don't have your number. I am an executive without anyone to execute. Thank you. We haven't been paid. We're homeless. And we need permits to live in a city park. Oh, things are looking bleak, but the universe still exists. The shattering won't get us here.
We don't know that.
Well, I would presume that the shattering might be able to follow us. I mean, like Celine and Loxon and Morgu all have.
I was just trying to hold on to one tiny little scrap of happiness, and you had to take that away from me.
I'm sorry, Blood. I mean, I don't have any money or anything like that for you, but every time I got shocked, they gave me one of these tickets, and I've got, like, this big roll of it now. Here.
Train ticket. They're just paying you in train tickets?
Well, they asked me which one I want, and they said, do you want the ticket, you know, out, or do you want the ticket that just takes you around and shows you everything? And I kept saying, I want to see everything.
You got tickets out?
Well, no, I got the tickets that take us around the park so we can see everything.
They offered you tickets out?
Okay, but you see, these are the tickets that let you see the whole Earth in just one revolution of the train. Isn't that amazing?
I've seen it. It's not that great.
Well, I only saw a part of it. I mean, I got to Antarctica. And then I missed the train. But, you know, I'd still like to go around a couple of times and maybe check out, you know, Canada Land. That place sounds nice.
We need to get out of here. And there was someone on the train that told me there's a gate. The gate where the visitors leave. We got to get out that gate. And it's near here. I think right near Italy Land.
Italy Land. Well, I could eat.
And Egerton disappears in a puff of black vortex.
Well, this seems familiar.
I just wanted to work a job for even a week where we wouldn't have to worry about the shattering.
I understand, but I think the job you were working was pretty bizarre.
People listen to me. Sort of.
Well, we listen to you. I mean, I do. So, what do you think is going on here with Egerton?
Well, one of two things have happened. Either the Shattering is able to track us down to a separate dimension, or, and this is crazy, something dark and nefarious is happening within the Wisney Corporation.
What? Impossible.
Egerton, you appear in a beautiful, stunning conference room. All glass windows along all three sides and a beautiful golden door on the remaining wall. And it is about 70 feet deep with a table that just goes and goes. It was clearly handcrafted mahogany or something crazy, and all these beautiful chairs. And you're alone in this room.
Well, when I'm alone in a room, I like to table surf. So I'm going to check out this table because it seems interesting. What can I see out the window?
Out the window, there's a mix of buildings as if each one has been taken out of time. You see what might be a great pyramid, and then you see skyscrapers from Balgamar time, and you see rows of houses, and you see horse-drawn carriages far, far below, and then you see a flying car. It is unlike anything you've ever experienced, and you almost feel like you're high enough up for there to be clouds.
Huh.
And the door opens, and in comes a very familiar salesman.
Oh, you?
Yeah, how are you doing, my little friend?
What? How did you get here?
I could go anywhere I please, because I don't know if you remember this about me, but I make portals.
I know you make portals, but I thought you were done with making portals.
Well, the secret is, you got to find one thing that you do well, and you keep doing it.
Well, I guess
and he does it very well.
Oh.
Ah, I see, we have reunited. Remember me, I hope, a little Egerton. My name is Derek Von Frampt.
It's familiar.
Yes.
Wait, don't tell me. You were on Death Chef, right? You were season one, episode two of Death Chef. You were the guy that got up there and took the knife and killed the other chef and then hid in their body when it was recovered to get out.
Yes. Of course it was. Yes.
I was the fan of Death Chef. I find it derivative.
Thank you very much. But that is not what I'm most known for. What I'm most known for is ruling the world.
No, I think you might have been on an episode of Little House on the Bayou.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, and you had a funny accent, but it was good, but it wasn't like, that's definitely this guy's natural accent.
Well, find accents that are funny to be very amusing.
Oh, thank you.
I've never been good at doing accents.
No, I thought it just fit, you know? I thought it was just, you know.
It was an excellent choice.
Oh,
excellent
thank you.
Choice.
Thank you. But that's not why we're here.
Oh, of course.
We're here because you have agreed to help us.
I did.
And you will see that our dear friend here, who is co-emperor of the future.
I'm co-emperor of the future.
And you, dear Egerton, agreed to help us with an elevator pitch. Did you not?
Well, I said I would help the Shattering with an
No!
Yes.
What?
Yeah, so what would you need?
Look, you can see my old apartment from here.
Yes, we've had it brought forward just for you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes, most of the people in there are alive.
Is my garden still there?
Oh, yes.
There's
of course it is. Someone check on the garden. Okay. So what would you need for supplies to assist us?
Supplies for what?
Helping us come up with that elevator pitch.
What elevator?
You agreed to help us with an elevator pitch.
No, I agreed to help the Shattering with an elevator
pitch.
Ah,
yes. So let me introduce you. And there's suddenly blackness across all the windows. To the Shattering.
Hi.
He does this lies. It's dramatic at first, but then it just gets a little boring.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
Well, I feel like maybe you could. Can you take a corporeal? Can you take a physical form other than a cloud?
Very well.
There's a figure dressed in a total black suit, black hair, and dark black eyes that are, you can tell their eyes because they're almost a deeper black.
That's unsettling.
I did as you asked.
Well, not, I guess you did, but you didn't really try, did you? You just went from big black
you
cloud to
agreed
to like super
to
figure.
Help us with an elevator pitch. I believe the co-emperor asked you if you needed any supplies.
Well,
I did indeed. Can we get you anything supplies would need?
Is the shattering co-emperor too? Is it a three-way co-emperor situation? What's the hierarchy?
It is not a three-way. There are two co-emperors.
Two co-emperors, and then the shattering.
What supplies do you need?
Well, first I'm going to need a whiteboard to figure out exactly how this system works. Ooh,
there's
look
a
at
whiteboard.
That. Okay, now I'm going to need some markers. That's a lot of markers, but what about the smelly ones? I remember there was one, though, as a kid, and it was kind of an orangey. Oh, that's nice, but it was a little bit. Uh-huh. And then it had a drop of. Wow, how did you do that? Now, I wonder, what if.
Now.
You... Oh. That was fun.
Uh-huh, wasn't it? Now, is there anything else you require to do what you agreed to?
Well, yeah, so is the shattering adjacent co-emperor, or is it like divisional? Is there a different jurisdiction of responsibility?
I hope I don't need to point out.
Is it vertical integration?
The Fae Code!
You are doubled over by pain, Egerton.
Oh.
You gave your word as a Fae.
But,
all Fae will feel what you are feeling now.
No.
If you do not honor your word. Why? Because you gave your word.
Well, I mostly said I'd help with an elevator pitch.
Perfect. Now, we wish to have an elevator pitch.
Okay.
That will kill.
I don't think that elevator pitches are capable of that.
Well, you better get going on that, then.
But it's just a way of organizing information to make it more accessible and a quick exercise.
Yes, and it needs to kill the audience.
But it can't because it's just words. Words, while they have power over others through social and cultural importance, they don't actually have any physical form to cause harm.
Then you will die, and so will all the Fae, because you gave your bond, little Fae.
Well, I could still give you an elevator pitch, I just can't make it kill.
Well,
the specificity is gonna kill me. Why are you being so specific?
Also, every morning, I am responsible for getting a box of cronuts, which is like a donut and a croissant together.
Can I give up on strawberries?
Night has set. Lanterns are being lit, and we are outside Veniceville in Italy land at a tiny, cute little restaurant. And inside, Blatt is ordering, and Darcy does not look pleased.
Fettuccine?
Fettuccine, sir.
Fettuccine.
It is a mwah, mwah.
Oh,
it is
oh,
a mwah.
That's it's kissing sound. Okay, that's good. Okay, and
lasagna.
Kissing face. Okay.
It is good. It is not the fettuccine,
oh,
though.
No, it's fettuccine there. Okay, well, then we should definitely stick with the first one. And let's see.
And for you, madame?
Just bring us some bread.
Yes, I will. I will start with the bread. Should I get you a wine?
No wine, just water.
Very well. I'll get you a wine. Water and bread.
I feel guilty. We're sitting here ordering fancy food, and something could be happening to Egerton. Shouldn't we do something?
All right. What should we do?
Well, we gotta figure out what happened. If it's the shattering, there's gotta be some kind of trace of it around here. And if it's not, well, surely someone must know something.
About someone who just disappeared in a puff of black smoke?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like we should do something. It's wrong just sitting here stuffing our faces.
The bread.
Oh, good, the bread. The bread, excellent. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Would
you like sparkling water?
No.
Of course not. Table water it is. Okay.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Yeah. Is that as much of the kissy face?
No.
No, no. All right, not the first one then. The first one for both.
Good choice.
Yeah, thank you.
And for you, madame.
I don't. I'll just stick with the bread. Yes, you got it. You got it.
One fettuccine and one cheap table.
Thank you for shouting the order to me.
Just go and cook it, okay?
I just want to have an opinion I've here left out.
Look, I'm running the front of the house. You do the kitchen.
I'm doing the kitchen. I just can't do the accent, but I wanted to participate.
They all sound like the train conductor. It's weird.
It's something about cliches. But if you're not aware of the cliche, then you don't know it's a cliche.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, if anybody had actually heard of this Italy land, maybe they'd be offended, but what the heck is that? It's not an important place like Balgamar.
Anyway, we have to figure out what's going on. Do you think, like Egerton said, the Shattering could have actually followed us here?
Well, I don't see how that's possible. It might have something to do with the fact that he's a key.
That's true, he is a key.
And we know that there's other keys, so if we knew what a second key was, maybe then we'd have an idea as to how to track him down.
Well, I don't know what the other key is, but I did have something in my head that seemed to be guiding me there. But all I could see was water and sand, and there was a really large tree nearby. But I don't know what any of that means. I mean, that could be anywhere.
All right, hold on a second. Sir? Sir, fettuccine fetcher? Sir?
Yes, sir.
My friend and I would like to,
order some wine, or an appetizer, maybe.
Actually, we were thinking of going somewhere after we eat. Is there a place here in the park that perhaps has sand and water and, tree nearby?
Yes, in Central Park. There's a beach with a big tree in the center on a little island.
Near where the Karma Burger is?
Yeah. Why? You're gonna go to Karma Burger? I'm making you food.
No, the Karma Burger.
Yeah, they're gonna leave.
No,
we're not the Karma Burger. No.
This is a good establishment. We work hard. We put the pasta from the package into the water.
We're gonna stay here. Trust us. We've eaten a lot of Karma Burger lately. We're not going to the Karma Burger.
Well, don't say those words in our restaurant.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Go back and pour the salsa on there from the bottle.
Okay. So maybe we've locked out. This place could be nearby.
But we would have. It's right by the Karma Burger. We're all living there. We would have seen this place by now. I didn't see anywhere that triggered my vision that looked like it. I mean, we can try, but why would it be here? Why would the second key be here?
Maybe the second key has always been here, and because we're part of this, we somehow got brought here by Egerton, who is the first key.
That's the first thing you've said that actually makes sense.
Well, actually, I think a lot of the pitches that I made for Shot Kitchen made a lot of sense, but yes, thank you. I think this makes sense too.
Yes, the first key would lead to the second key.
And et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. Okay,
Your fettuccine, sir.
Oh, thank you very... noodles?
Yes, it is a fettuccine. I brought the second fork for the lady.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Did you know this is going to be noodles?
No, I didn't have any idea.
I had no idea this is going to be noodles.
Ah, yeah, your first time Italian food. It is a specialty of Italy. Eat the freaking pastel fettuccine!
Okay, well, eat the fettuccine. Thank you very much. Not going back to Karma Burger. So people actually like this stuff?
I guess so.
This is popular?
I guess.
People come here and they eat this.
Yeah, I miss our food.
Oh, boy.
It's been a long time.
Give me some half-day Monte cuisine every time. Maybe they can blacken this or something.
Well, they probably could.
And that's when Darcy and Blatt disappear in a puff of black void smoke.
Ah! Look at that! They skipped out! They didn't even eat your... I don't know why I'm keeping the accent. They didn't even touch
it. Okay, Steve, stop blaming me, man, all right?
Well, maybe if you didn't pour it out of a bottle all the time and you actually made real pasta.
They provide the bottles. We don't have any ownership here. You signed the same contract I did,
yeah, well, don't you think you could just do a little creativity back there? They were our first customers in weeks.
You remember what happened to Teddy when he tried to take control of the creativity?
Oh, bring up Teddy. Huh? Yeah, everyone talks about Teddy.
Because he disappeared.
So because Teddy had a problem, you're just gonna schluff your way through life like you always have.
Okay, wait, customers.
Hey, guys, calm down. I know you've had a rough day, but you're needed over in the Germany Lamb restaurant now. So get your other outfits and check your accents.
That's the
Morning, Governor.
Sneaker, get
I skipped that. Day of the train.
Just go with it. Brad's first.
Okay, hurry up. Get over there. They need you.
We gotta take the shoes off.
Are these the wooden shoes?
Yeah, the cloggy ones. Okay, here we go.
Goes on. A lot of green. I like green.
And oom-pa-pa music. Big smiles.
Oom-pa-pa.
Welcome.
Blatt and Darcy, you rematerialize in these really nice, comfortable, high-backed chairs, and you're at a conference table that just goes on and on, and it's like you're on the 45th floor, way high up of a skyscraper, like from Balgamar, but three sides of this room are just all windows, and you see a sight unlike anything, gleaming golden towers, pyramids. It's just a mishmash of some of the greatest buildings and monuments of all time, as far as you can see. And a door opens, and walking in with a pointer is Egerton.
Oh, hey, guys, we're going to work on the elevator pitch. They got me the smelly markers I like.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Lord. We're in hell.
But no, it's actually just a boardroom. But it's unpleasant what they can do.
You're going to give an elevator pitch?
Well, no, I'm going to create an elevator pitch based on the plan.
As I've said, we're in hell.
What plan, Egerton?
The Shattering's plan.
What are you talking about? They're here?
Yes!
Oh, yes, not you.
Oh, yes. Derek Van Frampton, in case you've forgotten or didn't see my movies. Oh, you didn't. Okay, yes. Egerton here, you aren't going to create the pitch. We created the pitch for the last week.
Why am I
talking with an Italian accent?
I was going to comment on it, but I didn't really want to break the rhythm of anything.
You know, Egerton, you said that you would give the presentation and it would kill.
Well, no,
is who you are giving the presentation to.
But, okay.
Yeah, so if you just want to hear, well. And he presses a button and a big screen comes down across from where you both are sitting. Your friend Egerton will now give you a slight demonstration and presentation of our plan.
This is a wooden armrest, so I'm going to see if I can bash myself unconscious with it.
Okay, I'm going to press play, and it's asking for a system update. Did you not update the OS?
It's a good start. Look at them. They're starting to sweat, and one of them is bashing his head into the table. Keep going.
Okay,
but you're doing great.
Okay, that's just what they're like. But okay, so do we do want to approve this installation now, or do we want to delay again for later?
Oh, you're
right.
All right,
we're
going to
do the installation now. Install now. Loop. 1%. Well, I guess we're going to have to just, you know, like come up with something to do while this installs.
Egerton, why are you talking to this guy? Why are you even together?
Well, it's a little confusing. So there's this triad of a hierarchy, and I'm a little unclear on the balance of power, but I think it's like a corporation within a corporation.
Let me help. Yes, he works for us now. He agreed to put together this very presentation.
Well, it's an elevator pitch.
Okay, so he's going to give us some kind of presentation and that's all sinister and scary?
Elevator pitch.
Okay, elevator pitch, whatever.
So good, you might say it's going to kill.
You keep saying that, but I don't get it.
This is your diabolical plan to get Egerton to write something on a whiteboard and then that's going to kill us all?
Yes.
Wow, you guys really have lost the thread.
Mm-hmm. We shall see, shouldn't we? And Derek Van Frampton turns and walks out of the room and closes the door.
It's at 2%.
I'm going to see if it's possible that maybe I might be able to choke myself with my own tongue. It's
okay.
Harder than it looks.
Egerton, talk to me. What's going on here? Why are you even in this room? When did that guy show up?
Well, he's been here for a bit, but you really got to try the fruit-topped cronuts because they are out of this world.
Where did you get cronuts?
They bring them in every morning.
Who does?
The portal salesman.
The portal salesman is here. That kooky guy?
Yeah, he's future emperor.
What?
I know, it's weird. And then the Shattering's here, but the Shattering's kind of like... I don't know if it's lateral or if they're slightly above. Like I said, I think it's kind of like
You've got Derek from Fum over here along with the portal salesman, and they've got their thing going, but their thing fits within the Shatterings thing, and ultimately one of them's going to betray the other.
Yeah, absolutely, but we need to get out of here. Blatt, will you stop choking yourself? Maybe you could participate here.
As you look over at Blatt and out the window, in a ray of light, you see a very familiar tree, a giant tree standing amidst sand in front of water.
That's it! Right there, out that window! Blatt, the tree! It's the tree!
That's the tree!
That's the tree! That the was tree. In my vision!
The tree!
The tree behind you! Look, come over to this window.
Okay.
Over here. I was telling Blatt that the second key
I'm a key.
Yeah, we know you're a key, but there's a second one. Okay. So I'm talking about the second
there's
one.
There's actually 60. You want me to hold on? Let me get the notes.
Okay. We don't need the note. We don't need the note. I believe you.
Just take a second.
This is one of those 60 keys, Egerton. How about that? So it's there. That's the tree I saw in my vision.
Find the 60 keys, dead end. Find the three keys.
I don't care what you say. I'm choking myself with my own tongue again.
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli and Anna McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ember Cabs, Becky Adanavar, and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Fourth day on the job, I've tased my entire cast. Still, not the worst executive on the lot.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories. Horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls. A man's face, set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.